This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:28, up 5.5 on the open March, 5:42.5, up 5.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at $5, up 7.5 on the open March, 5:20, up 6. May, 5:04, up 6. July, 4.71, up 2 on the open. December corn opened at 3:45, up 2.75 on the open March, 3:60 up 3, May, 3.66 3/4, up 2.75, July, 3.73 1/2, up 4, redline December, 3.51 1/2, up 2 on the open. December oats opened at 2.60, up 1.75 on the open March, at 2.68 3/4, up 1.75. November beans opened at 6.50, up 1 on the open. January, 6.63, up 1/4. March, 6.74 3/4, up 1. May, 6.81, down 1. July, 6.87 1/2, unchanged. Redline November, 6.97, unchanged on the open. December soybean meal opened at 195.80, up 30 on the open. January, 196, up 20. December soybean oil opened at 27.74, up 6 on the open. January, 28.10, up 4. At the Merck, November feeders opened at 101, down 47.5 on the open. January, 96.40, down 72.5. March, 94.85, down 57.5 on the open. December live cattle opened at 85.65, down 25 on the open. February, 88.55, down 40. April, 88.95, down 20. June, 86.12.5, down 25 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 64.20, up 2.5 on the open. February, 67.25, unchanged. April, 68.50, down 2.5. May, 71.70, down 10 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 91 even, down 45 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. In the wheat pit in Kansas City, trading anywhere from up 4.25 to up 6. At the Board of Trade, December wheat now trading anywhere from up 1 to up 4.5. Corn is trading anywhere from down 1, make it now down 2.5, to down 4. In the soybean pit, now trading anywhere from down 2 to down 4.25. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he's calling for cloudy conditions with scattered showers, highs ranging between 54 and 59 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, most numerous in east central and southern Illinois and in central and southern Indiana, with lows from 42 to 50 degrees. Then tomorrow in northwestern and west central Illinois, partly sunny. Elsewhere, cloudy with scattered showers, most numerous in central Indiana and in the south, highs ranging from 57 to 65 degrees. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A firm open has turned to the red. What's going on?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of maybe profit taking ahead of the report. We've had a good run in here. The USDA is going to be out Thursday morning with their observations of the domestic and world situation. But two, one of the Chinese think tanks has stated their corn output could be 142 million metric tons, and that's up 1 million from his previous estimates. And USDA is currently around 141 million metric ton area, so ideas maybe the Chinese corn crop could be a little bigger. And South Korea is buying U.S. corn or buying corn, and hopefully it'd be U.S., but presently, you know, they've been leaning a little heavier towards the Asian market so far.
So with the report due on Thursday, do you expect that it will be much of a market mover one way or another?
Well, yeah, they're going to use it as an excuse to push the market higher or lower. Longer term, I don't know if you're going to get a whole lot out of it. The longer term trend is higher. The longer term enthusiasm is in increased demand as we go into 2007, 2008. So I think it's going to be a conversational piece for them or the trade to support their position.
Does December corn make 385 before it goes off the board?
Well, that's a good question. I would think we'll probably take a run at it. A lot of the best people that we visit with as far as long-range outlook, technically and fundamentally suggest that maybe we could have the high end prior to year end. We can price a lot of this bullishness before the calendar turns into 2007.
How important is it that the gap that got partially filled on Friday from November 2nd does remain open?
Well, gaps are targets to fill over time. If you just chart the day chart, there's gaps all over the place. There's always going to be a gap somewhere to fill. I think probably what's more importantly is when you start gapping above gap areas, that sets the stage either to move on higher or lower.
We've seen some higher crude oil prices in the last couple of days or two. How is that playing out for the work you're looking at?
Well, this is just stabilization. December crude, there's some ideas they could slip on down to the low 50s. But if you look at the technical chart, we're still in a downtrend. We're sort of been slowly coiling down. I would think you need to watch the high we established here 2 weeks ago at the 61.70 area. I imagine if you take out 61.70, 62 cents, you could fairly quickly rekindle the buying spree from the funds.
Are you still of a mindset that you sell corn out of the field and replace on paper?
We believe so. Jiminy Frost, you look at where we were a month, 2 months ago, you would give anything to be in this 320, 340 area. And I think you reward the market here. I'm not suggesting sell completely out, but it gives reason to push sales to 60 to 70% complete, or even go ahead and complete sales and transfer ownership to paper. There's several strategies you can incorporate to take advantage of that, and it's just a matter of finding one that you're comfortable with.
Last week you thought beans could run to 650, and here we sit with a 668 high now.
Well, this market's been a lot touchier and a lot quicker than anybody dreamt of. But, yeah, we've sort of met some upside goals in the beans here. Beans longer term are the sleeper. They're probably going to be sort of put on hold here for a while until we see what the USDA says on Thursday morning. But from a long-term perspective, we're going to lose a lot of bean acres next year. You've got cash corn bids above $3 into next year, and guys are just going to go heavier corn.
Are you expecting then post-report that we do some retracement in the beans before this leg up on these ideas of acres?
Well, the timing's the big one. Mm-hmm. You know, we could probably pull back, 20 cents here fairly quickly and still be in an uptrend. The momentum indicators are overbought, so I wouldn't be surprised to maybe see the correction ahead of the report of anticipation. Maybe the bean crop could be a little bit bigger on Thursday morning.
You look at wheat now, the December back under $5, $4.96.5, up $4. After the little news about China, more downside risk at wheat at this point than upside potential?
You got to use 510 as sort of the swing point here. Looking at the downtrend, downtrend lines come in at that level there. Failure to get above 510 on a close or a solid move is going to keep the wheat in a downtrend. You take out 510, you'll run to 550 fairly quickly.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing, he is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Monday morning on the opening commodity market report. Current tick for you, December wheat in Kansas City now at 525 and a half, up 3 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 497 and a half, up 5. March, 516 and a half, up 2.5. December corn, 341 and a half, down 3/4. March, 356 and a quarter, down 3/4. May, 364 unchanged. July, 369, down a half. November soybeans, 646 and a half, down 2.5. January, 660 and a half, down 2.25. March, 672, down 1.75. November, 697, unchanged. December soybean meal, 194.70, down 80. December soybean oil, 27.70, up 2. At the Merck November feeders, 175, down 67 and a half. December live cattle, 85.77 and a half, down 12 and a half. December lean hogs, 64.25, up 7.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.